with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He was on his way to an investors' conference at a Hilton hotel in Midtown Manhattan when New York police say UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was shot in the chest this morning. The 50-year-old died a short time later at Mount Sinai Hospital. The masked gunman, who police say took off on a bicycle, remains at large. A Democrat wins the final outstanding House race by a razor-thin margin.
Election officials in California say all the ballots have been counted and the last regular season U.S. House election in the country has been decided. Democrat Adam Gray unseats Republican John Duarte in California's Central Valley Farm Belt by a margin of less than 200 votes. Gray's win means Democrats hold 215 House seats this election cycle, while Republicans hold a majority of 220 seats. It also means California picked up three GOP House seats in a tough year for Democrats nationally. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Supreme Court hearing arguments today on the constitutionality of Tennessee's ban on so-called gender-affirming care for children. Also at SRNNews.com, South Korea's opposition parties have submitted a motion to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol just hours after he ended a short-lived martial law.
Any domestic political instability in South Korea at a time when North Korea is emboldened clearly is going to be a source of great concern because it provides an opportunity for Kim Jong-un to make mischief.
University of Cambridge geopolitical analyst John Nielsen Wright. Sub-freezing temperatures adding to the misery in hurricane-ravaged western North Carolina. Thousands of homeowners still displaced. President Biden, meanwhile, announcing more than $1 billion in additional aid for displaced African homeowners. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 170 points. This is SRN News. A Canadian business is letting the Salvation Army back in.
Christmas bell ringers have been a fixture at Newfoundland's gigantic Avalon Mall for decades, but this year the management company said they would not be welcome because of their religious affiliation. Customers revolted, warning that if the Salvation Army couldn't come to the mall, neither would they. Crombie REIT has beat a hasty retreat, publishing a formal apology and welcoming the bell ringers back for the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in U.S. history, a transgender attorney is arguing before the Supreme Court. Chase Strangio, a woman who's living as a man, is representing families who are fighting a Tennessee law. It bars doctors from giving children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The justices are not expected to reveal their decision in the case until next summer. Transgender issues have the full attention of a number of courts across the country in lawsuits having to do with sex change operations and males playing on female sports teams. SRN News. The investigation is wrapped up.
The Food and Drug Administration is closing the investigation into an E. coli outbreak linked to onions in McDonald's Quarter Pounders. The outbreak was first reported in October. A man died in Colorado. At least 104 people got sick in 14 states. The E. coli was likely linked to yellow onions distributed by a California-based farm and served raw on Quarter Pounders. The onions were recalled. The CDC says no new cases have been reported since late October. McDonald's briefly pulled Quarter Pounders from 3,000 locations, then narrowed that to 900 once testing had pinpointed onions and not hamburger patties as the likely source of E. coli. I'm Ed Donahue.
A 64-year-old grandmother searching for her lost cat apparently has fallen into a newly opened sinkhole above an abandoned western Pennsylvania coal mine. Rescuers worked all night, still working to find and rescue the woman. SRNNews.com.